Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening just before we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to meditate and live our lives. Sporting events are probably one of the most popular activities that we engage in as humans. As you probably can guess, I deeply love meditation, and I can attend a meditation conference, event, or just a meditation group meeting together, and there can be as many as maybe a couple hundred people to as little as one or two people. But when I drive by the Angels Stadium, which is located here in Orange County, there can be tens of thousands of people at one game. And I do mean tens of thousands of people. Or probably one of the biggest events in the world would be the World Cup. When that's being watched, I mean, half the world might be watching it. It's amazing how many people get in the sports. So what do my little groups of meditation have anything to do with these large sporting events? A lot, actually. If you want to be a world-class athlete, you're going to make sure that you're trained by some of the top trainers in the world. And one of the most important things they're going to teach you is to be in the zone when you're playing your sport. What do I mean by being in the zone? We've all probably heard the term, but it often applies to sports. If I can use a local example again, I live in Southern California, and we have a team called the Lakers. Many of you may have heard of a player called Kobe Bryant. He actually has a home in Newport, not far from my office. Well, every once in a while, Kobe Bryant will be out there playing basketball, and all of a sudden, he just starts making three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer. It's amazing. He just gets on this roll where it's almost like he can't miss, and then he gets out of it. It doesn't last the entire game, but when he's in the zone, it's almost as if he can't miss. It's really amazing. But of course, being in the zone isn't unique to Kobe Bryant. You yourself may have had an experience of playing some sport sometime where it's like you just couldn't make any mistakes. And if you took some time to analyze it, because we can't analyze players when they get in the zone, like Kobe Bryant, and say, what happened? What were you thinking about? And the same answer always comes out. They weren't thinking about winning. They weren't thinking about losing. They were just one with their sport that they were playing. Their mental, egoic minds weren't in the game. There's no commentary. They were just playing their sport and playing it exceptionally well. Now, mind you, you're not going to get in the zone if you've never played a sport or had very little experience with it. Because in order to get in the zone, you first have to know how to play the sport, and then you have had to have practiced quite a bit. If you've never gone bowling before, you're not going to go down to your local bowling alley and get three strikes in a row. That's probably not going to happen. But over the years, I have interviewed many top world-class athletes and asked them about this being in the zone phenomenon. And guess what? They all really agree with me. It's all about getting your mind out of the game and just playing your sport exceptionally well. It's almost as if you can't do anything wrong because you're really just in the zone. And that's where meditation plays a part, because meditation teaches us to quiet the egoic commentary. It's because our egoic commentary gets us in trouble. Let me use an example that I think will really illustrate this. Imagine that you take up archery and you get pretty good at it and you really enjoy it. Then all of a sudden, you decide to enter a contest, an archery contest, and you want to win. But because you're nervous and you really want to be able to hit that target, you get excited, but you also get nervous. You think, what if I lose? What if I lose? What if I don't make it? And you mess up because you got to be pretty stable with a lot of practice to do well in archery or any sport. Now let's say the same sport, archery, happens and someone comes along at this tournament and says, whoever wins gets $100,000. Could you imagine? You would go crazy. You'd be lucky if you even hit the target. Unless you didn't remotely think about that $100,000 and just played archery, which you got good at because of all your practice. Then you'd have a chance to win that $100,000. And that's how top athletes are trained to do their sport around the world. They're trained just to focus on doing their sport exceptionally well and focus on doing that and that's it. It's all about single focus attention without mental commentary. Is this sounding a little familiar? Well, if it is, then we're entering the world of meditation. I remember talking to a top NFL player, and he told me when he was in college, he had such an exceptional game, and he was clearly in the zone. He just couldn't believe it, but he wanted to get back there. So he called one of his relatives, who he knew was a little different, but she was also very deep and very spiritual, and he could explain to her what happened during the game. And she told him if he wanted to keep that happening, he needed to learn to meditate. Just meditate. Meditation is about quieting the mind and keeping it focused on just one thing, and all external thoughts are witnessed, ignored, and we just get back to our breathing. It's the same way with doing sports. Whenever we start thinking about winning or losing, we're not going to do as well. The key is to just do what we've been trained to do. And when we do it without thinking about doing it, we're going to do exceptionally well, particularly when we don't think about what everyone else is going to think, or what if we fail, or what if we win. These are death to successful playing of any sport. Let me use American football as an example here. In football, how many times have you seen a game where one team gets behind and you can just tell they've already lost? They've given up. They've stopped playing at their peak performance and they've given up. And even though they may not win, they're definitely not going to win now because they've given up. If you gave me just a few minutes to spend time with this losing team, and if I could get them back into the game and out of their head, they probably have a chance of winning. But there's not much chance at all once they've given up in their head. So meditation can help us, whether we're a professional athlete or we just like to do well at whatever we do when it comes to sports. The key of being in the zone is doing our sport well and then keeping our head out of the commentaries, like are we going to win? Are we going to lose? If we can just do our sport like we meditate, very focused-minded, guess what? We have a chance then of doing exceptionally well, and we'll probably really enjoy it too. Because boy, those mental commentaries can be exhausting. I don't think meditation groups will ever draw the large crowds that sporting events do, but I am hopeful that this podcast will encourage sport athletes around the world to start meditating. And if you know someone who's an athlete, let them listen to this podcast so that they too can enhance their performance as an athlete. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, articles, podcasts, books, seminars, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Until next time, peace.